Well, good morning. It's 8:38 a.m. on Monday, September the 9th, 2019. Official temperature is 59 degrees, 62 outside my back door, so or somewhere in that range. It was apparently a rainy night. Everything is soggy. I don't have the metronome going this morning. I'm trying to get ease back into it. My right knee is still... it's doing a little complaining this morning. I did the treadmill last night at home. At a reduced rate. I only did 3 miles an hour instead of 3.5. And I do not have the metronome going this morning because I just sort of want to take it easy until I get this knee back in condition. So I missed all day Saturday. I missed Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday morning. So 4, 8, 10. I'm down 10 hours on the month. But given the circumstances, I don't feel bad about being down 10 hours a month. It's not like I said, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm just going to sit around. I had reasons. Primarily my knee. I took my shoes, but I actually did not get on the treadmill at the hotel. Okay, there's a little doggo who is not attached to anything. He's hiding behind a tree now. Okay, good. In part because I stayed up too late both nights. There wasn't a handy hour that I could devote to it in the evening. And they started programming at 8 a.m. So while most of my volunteer duties were done by Friday night, I did want to at least check out some of the programming. Paid for the conference, at least I could do is go to some. I went to a few. I spent a lot of time talking to people. I got home yesterday with con voice. I suspect I'll have con crud before the end of the week, but we'll see how that works out. One of the manuscripts that I judged at for the Colorado Gold Novel Writing Contest, I saw 2 years in a row. And apparently the same novel has been coming back every year for the last 4 years. And I only know that because I discovered that I could contact the author who was there without, you know, jeopardizing anything. So I did. And we talked a lot about, okay, what is this? What is this story? It's really, really vastly improved over the previous year. But I think we're at the point where she needs to figure out what she wants to do with this story. She's got to self-publish it. She probably should find a cover artist. She wants to do a traditional pub deal. Okay. She knows the ups and downsides. She hasn't put it out on query yet, so she doesn't understand that the majority of her rejections are going to be dear author. And it'll eat up another year. So I talked to her about, okay, why don't you put this one aside and write something else for a while? And maybe that advice found a home, I don't know. Let's see. But I saw a lot of the... I saw a lot of my old friends. I saw a lot of people that I haven't seen for a year. I saw a lot of... I saw some programming, and some of it was good. All of it was pretty much beginner or median level in terms of content. I did not see a single one that I would classify as professional grade in terms of the content offered or the insight required or having to have any kind of knowledge about writing or the industry or anything else. Morning. We're late today. It is. Pedal pushing lady. I didn't expect to see her because I'm really late this morning. The day is slipping through my fingers in large part because although I went to bed early last night, I went to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. Because I was pooped. I was totally exhausted. And cat got me up at 6, but I had 8 hours sleep. So I had it, probably 7.5. I had a relatively good night's sleep, let's move into that. But I wasn't awake, I just couldn't. I wasn't ready to face the day, so I put on a hoodie and curled up on the couch. Well, I'll take a little 20-minute snooze here and see if I can bridge the gap. And an hour and a half later, 7:30, I'm crawling out thinking, okay, I have to have food. I have to get something to eat before I go for the walk. So I took care of my civil business and had some breakfast and got my poop in a group and started off this morning. It was after 8 o'clock. My wife was already up. So I'm running late, but the morning is cool. The sun's not terribly hot yet. It's going to be hotter today than yesterday. Yesterday was a pretty cool day. Yesterday was like low 80s all day, which is good because the air conditioning on the car is out, which meant I would have had to drive home in it, whatever it was. Terms of heat, I was really quite comfortable. I had the windows down, tooling along. So I picked up a lot of new books. I picked up some interesting books that people had. Some people that haven't really gotten into publishing yet. Their debut books are out. Some of them I'm not really interested in. I don't, you know, historical fiction is fine. I'm not really a historical fiction guy. Jason Evans, who's an interesting character in his own right, has a novel out. Which I'm pretty sure is self-published. He was talking about working with his cover artist, so I'm pretty sure it's self-published. And called The Gallow Glass. Awesome looking title, awesome looking cover. And he has a history degree, so his field is history. I would expect this to be a good story within a historical context that works. And I don't expect this to be another everybody's white, everybody's rich story. So we'll have to see how that looks. I may grab a sample just to take a look at it. Also had, I finished Crystal Ball's first book, Traitor. First book in this series. It's not her first book, so not by a long shot. She's published, I don't know, quite a few. Get ready, sit with me. Post. Good morning. Guy in a scooter chair. I finished that and I picked up, I had a craft book waiting in the wings. Dear Writer, You Need to Quit by Symes, S-Y-M-E-S. Dear Writer, You Need to Quit. And it's the things that writers need to quit, not necessarily quit writing, although she does recognize that there are instances where quitting writing is actually probably indicated. And the difficulty is that quite frequently people get hung up on what they want without understanding that they are ill-equipped to actually achieve what they hope for. So it's an instance of denying the reality of the world. So, for example, if I really wanted to be an NBA player and play basketball in the NBA, and you know, worked on my game and practiced with people I could find to practice with, and joined a local league and, you know, did all the things to hone my basketball skill because I want to be in the NBA. There's a couple of problems. It doesn't really matter how much I want it. It doesn't really matter how much I'm dedicated to it, how hard I'm willing to work in order to achieve that dream. I'm 66 years old. I'm short. I was going to say I have no hand-eye coordination, but that's not true because I juggle. But let's go back to I'm 66 years old and I'm short. The reality is I am not suited to playing basketball. My skill level is too small, but it doesn't matter. I can't bring it up high enough in what remaining years I have left to become an NBA player. And for some people, achieving an arbitrary goal really... The book is about reconciling your system, and we all live in our own systems. It really spoke to me because it's a systems approach to behavior modification. And talks a lot about things like most people fail in changing their habits and changing their behaviors because they change everything at once or try to change everything at once. And then they can't keep up with it all because their native system rejects the changes, and each new rejection means it's more difficult to do a different change in the same time frame. And it becomes really difficult to change anything when you're trying to change everything. Because it's really difficult to change a stable system. So her advice is destabilize your system in one small way until it restabilizes with a new pattern. So I've been doing that with exercise and diet for the last, I don't know, since April, whatever that is. I've been stabilizing my system in terms of I don't really think about going for the walk anymore. I don't really think about, you know, I'm going to get on the treadmill at 7 o'clock at night. I'm going to get out for my walk at 7 o'clock in the morning, assuming I'm awake. I don't really think about, oh, I only got 5 hours sleep last night, but I'm going to get up and get going. That's questioning the premise. The premise is, do I have to get up and get going, or do I need to sleep? And the answer is, probably need to sleep. Because I notice that my performance improves, my mood improves, everything is better if I've actually got enough sleep. Garbage truck coming out of the cul-de-sac behind me is what that noise is. So, one of the things is to recognize your history, recognize your pattern, recognize what you do. And what I do is binge. I binge everything. I binge game playing. I binge writing. I binge cooking. I binge. And my desired pattern, my desired behavior, the one I want to change, that to adapt, is that my perception is that by binging writing in particular, I'm not doing as much as I want to. I'm not getting books out as fast as I want to do, because I keep having pile-ups of new books happening, stacking up behind the current work in process. Right now I've got 3 books backed up behind me, and it's tedious, it's difficult, it's hard to, you know, it's that ADHD quest for something new. I want to get to those, I want to get to the new ones, I want to finish this one up and get to the next one. And I mean, income is nice, but what I'm really, really interested in doing is trying to see if I can modify without sacrificing the story, to see if I can modify so that I'm not binging all the time, that I'm not, well, to begin with, that I'm not getting up in the morning and getting sucked into social media or email or anything, but instead get sucked into the story. Because if I get sucked into the story in the morning, if I eat the frog first thing, and I've noticed the pattern that I follow is that if I eat the frog first thing, I tend to stay with the task. So if I get into social media first thing, I tend to stay with the task. If I get into writing first thing, then I tend to stay in the task. So there's a couple of ways to go about it. One is to start writing first thing. But I have this early morning walk thing going, at least for the moment, and trying to get out as soon as I can after I wake up, so that I'm out before it gets too hot. It's pretty warm right now, even though the ambient temperature is low, the sun is really hot. Well, not really hot. It's quite warm. I think the ambient is still around mid-60s, but when you're walking in the sun is hot. So I'm going to be trying to get out early as I can for a few more weeks, I suspect. So I'm trying to figure out what kind of pattern could I adopt that I could meld into the current pattern that I have of the walking, the exercise, the diet. I enjoy sprinting. I really like sprinting. Word sprints. So how can I do word sprints in a way that makes sense, that doesn't get in the way of everything else, doesn't block everything else, doesn't become an obsession, but instead becomes part of my pattern? So that's what I'm working on now. At any rate, the book is Dear Writer, You Need to Quit. It's Becca Symes, S-Y-M-E-S. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.